Okay, listen. What? I'm getting really sick and tired of losing my tool to you, okay?
What are you talking to me for?
Who else has access to my toolbox?
You never lock them.
I shouldn't have to lock
them. Hey, break it up, Get back, What is this? You two clowns, keep this up, and you'll both be fired by the end of the day. Now get back to work. I'll be watching.
When you approach employees who are in the middle of a heated argument, how can you ask questions to help resolve the conflict? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and this week we're going to take a look at how you as the leader should handle two employees in a conflict situation. First is to realize that if they're truly heated, emotional, and saying things that they shouldn't in the heat of the moment, you're going to have to actually separate them and let them calm down. There's no sense trying to have a great conversation with two people who are ready to beat each other up, or they're using a lot of foul language and shouting and yelling at each other. Once they've calmed down, and that might be in a few minutes or it might be in a day, you'll bring them back together and you're going to want to ask some questions to help you and them discover what the source of the conflict is and what some possible solutions might be. So here's a few starter questions for you to consider in those kinds of mediation situations. First question is, what caused the disagreement? Guys, what set things off today? What got you guys so at each other? Remember that most conflicts don't emerge instantly. They've probably been brewing over time, but there was probably a triggering event that caused them to get carried away in that particular argument or conversation or altercation. So what caused the disagreement? Not only do you want to know that from a fact finding, but you want them to think about it. What really got things fired up? Now you want to ask some questions around their understanding of how they may have contributed to it. So you can ask, how did you contribute to the conflict? What did you do? What did you say? And how did you say it? Because usually it's either an action or something someone said or how they said it that sets another person off. So you want to find out and ask those kinds of specific questions. Then you could ask a question of, how do you think this altercation and this argument affects the other people who had to watch it or observe it? Because really, a lot of other people could be even more upset than the two people that were in the conflict situation. So helping them understand the impact of others seeing this going on is actually something that they need to be aware of. It will help motivate them to get that situation under control. And maybe the last and final question, although you might have more that you would ask, would be, how can we make sure this doesn't happen again? By asking them for their ideas of the solution, they'll be more committed to taking those actions. And be careful, because if they say, well, as long as that guy doesn't say this to me again, or as long as I'm not scheduled on the same shift as he is, it won't happen again. You don't want to accept that kind of a suggestion. You say, look, I need you to tell me what you're going to specifically do to make sure this doesn't happen again. It might be how you'll react to that person, or what is appropriate or inappropriate behavior. Once you've figured out how to handle conflict situations between two workers, which is a big leadership challenge, you might want to enhance some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by connecting with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. We can bring our leadership training to you live in person or live virtually or through some of our on-demand products. The other thing is, remember that this podcast is available, or this episode is available as a podcast. It's also available on our YouTube channel, where you can just search for the channel Frontline Leadership, or you can see it all on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. No matter what challenges and opportunities that your leadership team has, we want to partner with you for excellence and performance.